Thanks so much for being with us. Well, the Syrian government says U.S. forces must withdraw from the country.
If we do not see with your own eyes that the U.S. forces have withdrawn from Dhanf and they must withdraw their base from Dhanf, this is Syrian land, this is Syrian sovereignty, and it is not a doubt that there not needs to be Syrian sovereignty on that area.
Walid al-Mu'allim made the remarks at a press briefing in the Syrian capital of Damascus. He was referring to al-Tanf region in southern Homs province, where the Pentagon has a military base. Mu'allim also touched on the Iranian advisory mission in Syria, saying Tehran has no military bases in his country. He added that Iranian advisors and experts are in Syria at the invitation of the Syrian government, and they coordinate their activities with Damascus. Crossing over to Atlanta, joined by Mr. Jim W. Dean, managing editor of Veterans Today. Thank you so much for being with us. Well, you heard what the Syrians are saying, because more and more we hear the United States saying that the Iranians must get out of Syria. And now we have the Syrian government saying that basically the Iranians who are their advisors and are there by the invitation of Damascus, and that Iran has no bases there. Your take on all of this, sir?
Well, what we're seeing is the good old USA is turning the UN Charter upside down. No country has any rights that the U.S. Decides that they should not have. And this includes what armies can deploy themselves inside their country for whatever reason that they choose. And this, from the U.S. Point of view, and bringing the U.S. coalition in without any permission or coordination with Syria, and then taking it even a step further, that even Syria itself does not have control, according to the U.S., of who it wants to bring in to be a part of its coalition, its anti-terror coalition. And of course, this is very interesting in that the people that they're actually fighting are the groups that the U.S. coalition has been supporting all along. So we've heard this from Syria before. It's totally justified, but I would counsel Syria that they need to up their game now. The U.S. obviously doesn't care what Syrian government thinks or says about anything concerning their own country. It's going to take something bigger, and it needs to go to the U.N., not so much as an organization, because it hasn't been able to stand up to the U.S. coalition at all. It needs to go to the U.N. countries and ask them to stand up, not in the Security Council, but a vote inside the whole UN, because all of these countries need to understand that what's happening to Syria now, if this stands, that foreign governments can come in with their own militaries for whatever reason they put on the table, it can happen to them. So rather than sitting on the sidelines, they need to understand that if they stay on the sidelines, that this could happen to them next year or the year after, and the precedent will already be set.
All right. Well, thank you so much for that, being with us out of Atlanta. Jim W. Dean, managing editor of Veterans Today.